This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. During the early years of the pandemic, U.S. consumers dramatically increased their purchases of all kinds of goods. That rising tide of buying raised the profile of something that's been with American consumerism since at least the 50s, buy now, pay later. So if you see something along the lines of four easy payments to pay for a dishwasher or something, that is usually also buy now, pay later. They are, in effect, loans, and there are firms that specialize in offering them. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says there was a tenfold increase in the use of buy now, pay later loans in 2 years, and they could soon face stricter rules. The CFPB argues the services are financially risky for consumers and should be regulated more like credit card companies. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
There are rules about how credit card companies vet borrowers' creditworthiness and disclose terms. In the buy now, pay later space,
it's a little bit more a Wild West in style.
Cliff Robb is a professor of consumer science at the University of Wisconsin. He says these payment plans offered at the point of sale make borrowing quick and easy. But the consequences for missed payments aren't always clear, and they vary from company to company.
You really have to be more savvy as a consumer
to avoid late fees or tanking your credit score. Sheridan Trent with the Strawhecker Group says future regulations might add some friction to the process.
You might have to do a credit check. Maybe you have to submit some documentation. Maybe instead of releasing the funds instantly, they wait a couple of days.
According to the CFPB's report, 73% of customers were approved for these loans in 2021, and over 10% of borrowers were charged at least one late fee. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.